was working on this sermon, the Lord spoke to me and said he wanted me to equip the church by using my humor. He said, please, Austin, I don't want to use Cody. For anyone taking notes today, my sermon is called The Supernatural Power of Joy and Laughter. Okay? So, now just because I'm speaking about joy and laughter, does it mean that I always have joy? Absolutely not. Does it mean that I'm excited to be in front of you today? Also no. but does it mean that I'm going to have fun doing this? Also no. Okay, but the Lord is going to use me because I said yes to Bruce, and that's how it goes. Okay, before I get started, I wanted to define my title. So supernatural is an event attributed to some force beyond scientific understanding or the laws of nature. Power is the ability or capacity to direct or influence the behavior of others or the course of events. Joy, I looked up the Greek word for joy. I believe it's chara, but if Steve's in the room, he might say something different. Okay, it's chara, a deep, abiding inner joy, delight, or calm cheerfulness, often independent of circumstances. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
Okay, thank you. Who was that? That was really good. Thank you. Built my confidence. Okay. I'm totally not nervous. It's fine. All right, what does joy do? Joy cancels out fear. Right? All right, so in the physical, it increases your health by strengthening the immune system. It reduces chronic pain and improves circulation and supports faster recovery from illness. Joy increases mental and emotional health, lowers stress and anxiety, builds resilience against adversity, and improves cognitive function by fostering creativity. Amen? I don't know. I'm just trying to get you guys to liven up a little bit. Joy triggers the release of endorphins like dopamine and serotonin, which serves as a natural mood elevator. Why do we need joy? Hebrews 12:2 is... It says, looking unto Jesus, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. I want to read that again. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. So that is saying that there is joy, even in the cross, even after the cross, right? So it led him to fulfill the plans that God had for him. So how many of you know the story of the Garden of Gethsemane? I think I said that right. Kenzie, did I say it right? Okay, she's awake. Okay. Okay, so he was asking God to take this cup from me, right? If there's another way, let's go that way. Let's go that route. He still wanted to fulfill the plan, but he was saying, if there's another way, let's do that. And God was saying, there is no other way. This is the way. My theory is that Jesus, when God was showing him the cup and he said there is no other way, what made him choose that cup was because he saw you on the other side of the cross. He saw you living the life that you're supposed to live, right? So he endured the cross with joy. He was even singing on the cross. How many of you knew that? He was singing psalms on the cross. I think that's really beautiful. A story that I have to kind of relate to that is when I was at Bethel, they brought us to a ropes course. How many of you are scared of heights? John in the back, I see you. Why are you up there? You're the one scared of heights. Okay, well, he's up there. He's scared of heights. We're challenging him. I was scared of heights, and we had to go on this ropes course, and we had a team with us, and I was trying to act confident, but you can only act confident for so long. It's once you get 55 feet in the air, you kind of lose your confidence, right? If you're scared of heights, at least, like John. But the instructor said, I told her I was scared. I was actually shaking on this rope, on this this little skinny rope. And she said, we don't have to do this, but if you don't do this, we will all come down with you. We will all come down with you. And for some reason, that stuck out to me today. I wasn't going to add this story, but it just came to me. So if I didn't go, none of them would get to experience the joy of the ropes course, of what they wanted to gain out of it. And it was completely up to me. So I had two thoughts during that time. The first thought was, if I just go down and hop in my car, I'll be happy. I'll avoid this entire thing. And that sounds like a plan. That sounds really great. I like that idea. But then when I get home, I'll have this constant thought of what if? What if I did that thing that I was scared of? What if I did that thing? And so I started thinking beyond the ropes course. I started thinking, what is on the other side? And I wasn't sure, but I said I believed there was a certain amount of joy to say that I accomplished something. That, and I didn't want to let my team down. There was a lot of pressure with that as well. So that being said, we made it across. We took our time. I was freaking out the whole way. But I made it. I did it afraid, right? Joy, it sees the circumstance, it sees the fear, and it cancels out the fear. It lets you do the things that you didn't think you could do, right? I'm still scared of heights. It didn't help that much. But because I shared that story, I also lost my place. All right. So I believe there's plans for your life. God wants you to make plans. Proverbs 16:9 says, for man plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. Right? So, sorry, John. Yeah, look at that. John, this was when we were like little, we were in high school, we were like gambling. John was just like getting out of homeschool stuff, and he's like, first thing I gotta do, gamble. So yeah, man's heart plans his own way, but the Lord directs his steps. The reason I kind of chose that picture is because it looks like he's prospering. He's winning, right? I think that day he lost, but he looks like he's winning. He's got confidence. So why bring up Proverbs 16:9 is because I believe the Lord wants us to make plans. But I believe when we make our plans, we can fail our plans. We can mess it up. But with God, he says, I direct your steps. So what does that mean? Does that mean he neglects your plans? No, I don't believe that's the case. I believe he wants to direct every step to make you prosper. And what he's directing you with is joy. I believe joy is planted before you so that you can walk in it in every step. Now, when we give our plans to God, he either adds or subtracts something. And oftentimes we get upset when he subtracts something. But usually the thing he subtracts is something that is going to destroy you or hurt you, right? There's no joy in it. You think there's joy. There is no joy. There's three plans for your life. Your plan, and then there's God's plan, and that is Jeremiah 29:11, which I'm sure we all know. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. So, Lauren's not in here today, but that's all right. I believe he wants to prosper every step you take in your plan. As I just described, I believe when we step off, you're not prospering, but he always makes a way for you to hop back on to that course. Have you guys seen Lord of the Rings? Yeah, a lot of nods. Did you guys on this side see it? Okay, cool. Just double checking. Okay, so how many of you know that every good book starts as an idea first? Oh, I got this idea. This idea was downloaded to me. And it's about all this crazy stuff that everybody needs to hear about and all this stuff. The Lord of the Rings, when it started off as a plan, then it became a book. The book sold 150 million copies. That's really successful. They're set for life. So, that being said, it got noticed by a director, right? It became the movies later. And the director has to make something either really short in order to, you know, make it approachable. Because the thing is, with the book, it's, I'm not even halfway through. That thing is ridiculous. It's like, I'm on page 300, and I think there's 600 pages in one book. So anyways, that being said, he has to do the thing where I have to subtract something and I have to add something. When the director adds something, he creates opportunities for joy. After they made the movie, they won, I believe it was 17 awards, and they hold the record for movie awards right now. They haven't been beaten, and there's been, well, in all honesty, there haven't been a lot of good movies, to be honest. But that's what the Lord is setting you up for. The Lord wants to take your plans and turn it into something beautiful, something really amazing. And then at the end of your life, you're going to see those rewards. I even believe you'd see them right now. Okay. So yeah, if Jesus needed joy to endure the cross, then so do we. Gave the Lord of the Rings analogy. Okay, perfect. The enemy also has plans for you. John 10:10. He came to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to add fear, depression, and anxiety into your plans. He wants to rob your plans, right? He wants to destroy those things. He wants to make something that is wrong for you look good. Eve was tempted by the tree because it looked good, right? How many of you knew that? Eve was tempted by the tree because it looked good. Oftentimes the enemy can put things into our lives, into our plans that look good, but will ultimately destroy you, try to destroy you. The enemy is trying to steal your hope. Proverbs 13:2. Don't know if we have it. Okay, Proverbs 13:2. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. Okay. It makes the heart sick. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. The enemy is trying to steal things from your plans. He is trying to steal your joy. And he's trying to make you sick. But here's the good news. Psalm 37:13. The Lord laughs. The Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. The Lord laughs at the wicked. He's laughing at the wicked. I got Terry up there. I feel like he just laughs at whenever there's a bad scheme, you know? I think Terry, yeah, he carries a lot of joy. Why did I make these graphics? Yeah, I'm just trying to cultivate joy in here. So, yeah. There's good news. The Lord laughs at him. And why is that important? We need to partner with God in his laughter. When we partner with the things that he laughs at, it changes things. Good. Right? It can change things. Here are the benefits of laughing. It lowers stress levels. It increases your immune system. Laughter improves the function of blood vessels and increases blood flow. It gives you pain relief and is a minor workout. So that's why after this, I'm going to go laugh at joggers because we get the same workout that they get. They run for 20 minutes and we get to laugh at them for 2 and we get 40 calories burned off. That's a huge benefit. That's science. I looked it up before I got here. I'm going to go park outside at the lake and watch those joggers run. I don't know. Anyways, if you guys want to join me. Yeah, we need to partner with what God is doing. I think there's a verse that says the foolish run and nothing's chasing them. I think it's because they're like spending that much time to burn the same amount of calories you could by just laughing. So, anyways, John, you need to hear that. You need to stop running. Stop running. You look great, but there's an easier way. Laughter literally strengthens you, and it is our strength. Nehemiah 8:10. Nehemiah 8:10 said, go and enjoy. No, that ain't it. That ain't it. I'm going to find it. Okay, well, it says in Nehemiah 8:10 that the Lord is, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Maybe I got the wrong verse. Maybe I sent it. Who knows? But Cody left right before that one came up, and I'm really sad about that. Anyways, the joy of the Lord is our strength. A little context for you guys is Nehemiah was commissioned with rebuilding the wall for Jerusalem or Judea. Steve's looking at me. He's like, okay, he gave me the approval nod. He gave me the approval nod. Okay, we're good. I'm always nervous because I'm like, am I saying something contextually correct? And then I look at Steve. Yeah, he's telling me the truth today, I think. So what happened is while they were building that wall, they were attacked during that time. But the Lord commissioned him to build that wall, build the wall. And towards the end, when we get to chapter 8, verse 10, he says that, I think he has this realization or this revelation. He's like, there were two walls built that day. Cody, you're up on the screen. Yeah, you're looking good. You just got it. There were two walls built that day. The physical wall that protected them from their enemies. But then he had the revelation to say, the joy of the Lord is your strength. There, they got it now. Nehemiah 8:10. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. I believe that joy is a wall in you, in your spirit, to protect you. Fear, I said this earlier, fear cannot exist at the same time as joy. It cannot exist at the same time. So there's a wall of joy will bounce those things off if those things are coming. I want to give an example of how laughter is used as a weapon. I'm going to use a story. When I was in middle school, I was bullied. Cody's laughing. He's like, no surprise. Some of you are like that. No surprise here, Austin. But yeah, I was bullied in middle school. Always on the bus, there was one kid that would always punch me in the stomach every single day. He would always, I don't know, I had Swiss cake rolls or something. He wanted them. And I didn't want to give them to him. They were good. So I got hit a lot. And basically, I had to eventually go to my stepdad, and I asked him, what do I do to beat this guy? And he said, you laugh at him when he punches you. And I was like, well, that ain't gonna help. I'm still gonna get punched. So the day came and he punched me and I decided to laugh. I hurt. I didn't feel like laughing. It hurt a lot. I almost fainted, but I laughed at him, and I saw his eyes get really wide, and he's looking around, and he punches me again, this time in the face, because I laughed. Then I laughed again, but this time I said, I laughed really loud, the whole bus heard, and he's looking at everybody on the bus, and they begin to laugh at him, too. From that day on, that guy never messed with me again. He was so embarrassed. Got a clap today. Yeah, thank you. A lot of personal stories. Okay. So, we need to partner with the Father. We need to acknowledge Him in His ways. That means to be thankful and grateful. When we are thankful and grateful, it's not just saying, thank you, Lord, you know, like we do in worship. I listen to you guys. All you guys say is, thank you, Lord. That's what I say too, though. So I'm not like, you're not the only one. But when we get specific about it, it changes things. I think it stirs God up in a way. Maybe it stirs you up. Probably does a little bit of both. But it brings joy into your life when you get more specific about what you're thankful for. Yeah, if he is laughing at the enemy's schemes, then we also need to laugh at the enemy's schemes. Can change everything. Proverbs 3:6. This is the verse I was alluding to. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Now, I chose, for every picture, I chose someone with sunglasses. I just thought they looked good. I thought they looked chill, like life is going really good for them. And I think it's true. And I chose this picture because it's Brian in the woods, in some sort of crazy area. It's easy to get lost in those areas, but the Lord makes our path straight. Yeah. Joy redirects you. It redirects you. When you get lost, laugh. I don't know if I already said this, but if I did, just give me a thumbs down if I already said it. But the mind can't tell the difference of a real laugh and a fake laugh. Did you know that? Okay, so that means that, one, we can burn a lot of calories, even when it's not funny. But two, our fake laugh can give us the same benefits as a real laugh. And I usually hate this quote, but the fake it till you make it quote, I hate it so much. But I think in this case it's kind of true, is whenever you're feeling down, or whenever you got these feelings invading your plans, invading your whatever, all you have to do is just laugh. And it'll change everything. When Jesus was, oh, I already said that. Already gave the ropes course story. Joy gets us through our circumstances. Okay, so I'm going to do something I told Bruce I wasn't going to do, but now I'm going to do it. But he did say he liked the joke, so if you guys don't like it, blame him. All right, this is about my grandma's funeral. I brought it up a few days ago, last weekend, I think. A few weekends ago, I got a call, and my grandma was passing away. She was filled to the brim with cancer, and she was in a lot of pain. And I think this is a really important story. I'm going to say some jokes. Don't be offended. It's my grandma. It's okay. So anyways, God gave me a dream, and it felt like it was a behind-the-scenes kind of dream. He showed me what spiritual warfare looks like. And it's like he opened up this veil, and he showed these hands grabbing my grandma and trying to pull her down, and all these things. And he said, I need you to let me use you to save your grandma. And obviously, I wanted to pass that on to my mom. I was like, Mom, you need practice. You need to do this. But she said, no, you need to do it. God gave you the dream. You're doing it. And just so you know, guys, it's okay to laugh at this. I know this is, I'm giving you permission to laugh. So I called her. She couldn't speak, and I got the opportunity to lead her to the Lord. I gave her a few stories, and I said to my grandma, squeeze mom's hand if you want to accept the Lord, if you want to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. And she squeezed my mom's hand, and then she passed away 2 days later. It's probably the fastest thing she's ever done. Okay. Ever done. There we go. There's a clap. Got him. Got a few claps. You guys are too scared to laugh, I can tell. So here's the thing. My aunt, she didn't know that I led my grandma to the Lord. And something I said while I prayed for my grandma is that she would feel peace, and that is Jesus in the room. And mind you, my grandma is experiencing the most pain she's probably ever experienced. And my mom, she said that she felt peace enter the room. It was not in the room, and it entered the room. And my aunt came in 2 days later when they were saying my grandma's going to die. She's passing away. Now's the time to go visit. They quickly run into her room, and my aunt is a nurse. She sees people die almost every day. And she said, this was the most peaceful thing I've ever seen. The most peaceful thing I have ever seen. Peace entered the room. When you allow yourself to be filled with God, He will do things like that. He took my grandma's circumstance and He turned it into something good, in my opinion. Death isn't scary. Death should not scare you. It should be a peaceful thing, and there's no reason to be afraid. But I am a little scared, and here's why. I know, like, hell is eternal punishment and separation from God, but heaven has my grandma. And that lady used to paddle me. So now, yeah, I'm a little scared of heaven, but I'm sure it'll be great. It was a decent paddle. I was trying to bury that thing with her, but I didn't want her to have it. Yeah, those are my three stories. Yeah, my grandma had a crazy circumstance. And here's the thing. After my grandma got saved, which she was the person that always said, don't try anything, never talk about God with me. My grandpa was the same way. And when my grandpa heard that I led her to the Lord at the funeral, he gave his life to the Lord. Too. I forgot to share that last time. He was one of the people. I thought that was cool. Yeah. We can laugh at the enemy's schemes, and we can have joy in our circumstances. In conclusion, laughter and joy are our strength to get us to our destination. All right, everybody stand, I'll pray. And then we'll do communion. Yeah, dear Lord, I just thank you for everybody here. I thank you for the message that you have given us. And I just bless this whole entire congregation to laugh and burn calories like crazy if they desire it. If they want to laugh at runners, that's cool. They can do that. And Lord, we just ask that you bless everybody here. In Jesus' name.